Let your light shine before others. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Sorry about that hot mic there. Those must be good batteries. I'm going to use this microphone for this throw here. So, we only have a small amount of gospel text on Jesus' preaching and teaching in the synagogues before he calls his disciples and then begins his public ministry. But we do have is important. From Mark, his first chapter, we read that Jesus was proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. In Luke 4, he is preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. In John, well, there is no John. There is no mention of this early preaching in the synagogues. John gets right to it. Jesus is baptized. He calls his disciples and gets to work performing miracles, the first of which is water into wine at the wedding in Cana. And from Matthew, we simply have chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So the text that we do have of Jesus' early teachings and preaching in the synagogues, in the churches of his day, the message from Jesus is consistent and important. The kingdom of God and heaven are here with you now. This was his message in the first days to those who were in church. Every week, regularly, who understood and took the scripture and its study and their faith seriously. Repent and believe. Jesus did his first teaching and preaching in the established churches because he was establishing his authority. Reaction to this, he was glorified by all. All spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that he spoke. And then Jesus went out of the synagogues and the churches and walked among the people and served them. Thanks be to God that we have Matthew's record of the Sermon on the Mount. Last Sunday we looked at the Beatitudes, Jesus' introduction to his sermon, by telling the people that they are blessed by God. And today we hear that Jesus tells the crowd of people from the countryside that they are what is good in the world, that they are the light in a dark world. What a beautiful message of love and hope. You are blessed. You are good. There is so much to hear and learn from the Sermon on the Mount. A clergy friend of mine did a whole Bible study series just on these two chapters. That's a pretty good idea, isn't it? But again, what a beautiful way to open his sermon. You are blessed. You are good. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. This is God's grace. God's grace freely given to us. And Jesus tells us because we are blessed, because we are good, we are to do good. Our good acts to friends and neighbors is God's light shining. We are to be diligent in our good works so that others may see them and give glory to our Father in heaven, so that people will see and have hope. All those years as a former youth director, bringing mission teams down into the area from Pittsburgh. One night, one year, we were visited by a young priest at the time by the name of Father Chad Slater. And he drove over and spent the night with us and spoke to our group and told us, "You're not going to fix any of these problems down in here in this area the week that you're here." But he told us that ours is a ministry of presence, of good works being seen, of caring, and of hope. The former director of Highland Educational Project, that does similar mission work in Welch, told us, "People just want to know that someone cares." Jesus did not come into the world, he says, to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. He didn't come to destroy churches. He started in them. He didn't burn any books. He read from them and taught from them. And his gracious words were admired and glorified. His message to those in the church was to repent. If there is something in our lives that is keeping us from living a full life with God, we are to repent, return to God, confess, and be forgiven. And your light will continue to shine on. How does it shine? Well, there's a list in our reading from Isaiah today, Isaiah 58. By feeding the hungry, by sheltering the homeless, by clothing the naked, by being just, by soothing the afflicted, and by letting the oppressed go free. Now, can we do all that? No, but we can do something. Can we fix the problems, all of them, in this area? No, but we can do something. We can be what's good in the earth and a light to the world, to our community, to our neighbors. And when our good works are this and have the Spirit of God and not that of the world, when you are generous and just and give freely to your neighbors in more need than yourselves, your light will rise and break forth like the dawn, like a warm day after a frozen night. Christ Church, brothers and sisters, you have many lights. Endure in your generosity, in your love, in your hope that you bring to the world. You are blessed and you are good. Amen.